Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That was Kimmy's fault.
Sorry, I dropped the phone.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
I thought I was doing pretty good.
Yeah, the show's going to be sucky now.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, female buddy?
Cold, buddy.
All right, so 12 degrees outside right now. Yeah. Feels like 4. We're going to get up to 31, but it is about 45 degrees in the studio.
Yeah, I feel like we're tailgating.
So if you are watching the live show, all right, let me just explain for folks who may not know. Our thermostat broke like a year ago.
Yeah.
And we went all summer without air conditioning, and it was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
It was brutal. So they finally fixed it at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And it worked for 3 weeks. And then
we had a solid month.
Yep. And then it broke again.
Crap the bed.
And somebody came in and was like, yeah, we can fix this. Yeah. We'll get it done tomorrow. And we have not seen that man in 3 months.
Yes.
We have no heat in our studio. If you are watching the live stream, Kimmy is wearing gloves.
I am.
And I was going to say before the show started that she was absolutely going to screw up and slip and do something for it, and it already started before the show even started. You look like you're about to go steal diamonds from a casino.
Maybe I am.
Like, everybody is miserable in this room right now. I love this. This is great temperature. I could do...
Sure.
It's not?
Why is it, you
How
like
are you
this?
Guys not refreshed? Yeah, no, I'm fine with this.
I'm past refreshed. I'm all fresh. Let's get a little heat. I went upstairs for warmth.
Oh, my God. You guys are such
Well, I think pigeons. That's what makes it worse.
What's that?
If you go get warmed up in, like, another area of the building and then come back in, it actually feels colder.
It does.
I love how you guys, when we have discussions about, like, blue-collar life and all this stuff, you're like, yeah, you know, hey, I'm telling you, man, I couldn't meet forever, and I did this, and, you know, no, just because I'm in the spot.
But, there's no reason why.
And then it's 60 degrees, and you're like, hey, I can't handle it. Well, my hands don't work. Oh, no.
There's just no reason why we should be cold. Oh, we're not outside.
For this long.
Okay.
And I get it. Like, you were raised poor. Your parents didn't pay the bills. Your heat got cut off all the time. You probably had to take cold showers. I understand that. You came up hard. I feel bad for
this. This is not that big a deal.
I came from an affluent area of the country where we had heat and water.
Well, you ain't got it now. What's that say about how well you do your job?
I don't know.
They won't even give you heat where you work.
And that's the funniest part of this whole story. Every other station has heat.
Yes, they do. Yes.
This is the only show that does not have heat.
And Billy Kidd doesn't even need it. He produces his own heat off that head of his.
Yeah, that's a big old meathead.
Radiating head heat.
That's a big old country head.
Well, that's the actually perfect transition to what I wanted to start the show with. No, not country head. Co-workers.
Oh.
All right. So, a little behind the scenes in radio as we start the show. Everybody in radio gets fired.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah.
In fact, it is rare that even the most talented, famous, money-making, well-known radio personalities are able to decide when they're done working.
Yeah.
We actually just watched it happen a little while ago, right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So with that being said, someone that we all worked with at one point, just got fired.
Oh.
And this person works out of state.
Oh.
They've worked around here. They've bounced around a little bit. Like typical radio.
Yeah, yeah. Career. A lot of them are, you know, yeah, gypsies. Yeah.
Like we've all been pretty fortunate to be in one spot for as long as
yeah.
we have, right? It's not
yeah.
like you and I could move anyway. Where am I going? Yeah. Hey, honey, take your doctorate. We're going to Peoria so I could go do mornings. So the guy gets fired.
Yeah.
And we find out about it, you know, earlier this week.
Sure.
And you and I and Kimmy have a different reaction than most people in the industry when we find out someone gets fired.
Because
when we found out this guy lost his job, we kind of laughed about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Well, no. Look, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I see Moose this morning, and I go, hey, did you hear about, you know, what you're talking about? And he goes, no, what happened? I go, I think he lost his job. And he goes, oh, no. Oh, no. He goes, oh, man. You wouldn't wish that on anybody. It's not cancer.
True.
It's like the sentence, you know, oh, you wouldn't wish that on anybody. Like,
And I would also argue that like this person had a pretty long run in the business.
And had been fired multiple times.
Yes, and again,
comically. I mean, like his firings always were around other disasters that he wasn't responsible for and then got canned for it.
Yeah.
And it happened three times off the top of my head. Yeah. This kid took a grenade for somebody else.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Should have done that. But I mean, like, so it's almost like when you told me that kid, I go, yeah, that's about right, man.
And it made me realize something this
morning. What's
that? That there are two kinds of people in this world, right? Folks that are defined by what they do.
Yeah.
And folks that just live and go to work every day.
Yeah.
Right? And it has become very apparent to me that in this industry, and I don't know what it's like in other businesses, right? Most of the people that we work with are defined by their job.
Yeah.
They identify.
Especially men.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, men identify with their work. That's where they find their worth.
Why wouldn't that apply to the women that work here?
Not as much because women are more nurturing. Women produce children.
I love how he's saying this when Sandy Waters isn't in the building.
But, I mean, her husband's a boss.
What is that?
Yeah, she's a subordinate.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm not talking right now. I'm gonna let you.
Well, she brought
talking.
In Sandy Waters for some reason.
No, I'm confused. Yeah, well, as to what I mean, that
you said
that.
Like women don't take as much pride in their career.
No, I said they don't identify with their jobs. I said they identify with women. Identify more with their children and their family, and men identify with
time.
Their jobs.
I would say she's pretty serious about it.
So, like Kimmy identifies.
She's never here.
Kimmy,
I'd love to go ask her, but she's not here. She's literally at home in her pajamas.
You are
right
so
now.
Scared. I cannot wait until she's here to tell her all about what you said.
So you're then arguing Kimmy cares more about her children than she does her career.
No, she's one of the good ones.
She's one of the good ones. And then Hope down on the beach. She cares more about her children than her career.
Yeah.
And then Breezy.
Oh, then there's Breezy, too.
Breezy down on PXY.
I don't know
she
what
cares.
Breezy does.
What are you talking
Breezy's
about?
An outlier.
Well,
I haven't really figured Breezy out yet.
I'm going to guess she doesn't care more about her children than her career based on the fact that she doesn't have children. The only woman, the only two women in this building that are on the air that have children are TJ on the B and Sandy on the Buzz. And Sandy's kids are almost
and
pretty much
grown.
They show
up to more work events than you do.
But TJ, you know, she cares about her family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she's family first. She's all about family.
Okay, you guys start doing the exit now? Is that what we're setting up here?
I got three little ones at home. One needs a hugging, one needs a spanking in. One's on the way.
You're about to join that guy who just lost his job. No, I guess what's funny about this is like whenever I see, you know, a radio person losing their job, don't get me wrong, I do feel bad because this is the greatest job in the world and it sucks.
It is.
But it's also very easy to just go get a job that pays as much as this job because it's any other job.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you could go work at a grocery store, no exaggeration. Not that that's like, you know, a suit. You can't just walk in and get a job. But it's not like replacing the income from this gig is a hard thing to do. Yeah.
But losing a job in radio would mean you'd have to actually go and get a grown-up job.
Sure, sure.
An actual job. Yeah.
But that was the other thing that made me laugh. Again, 252-WCMF, as happens in radio all the time, someone that we used to work with just lost another job. And most people that work in this industry get fired all the time. You work in like 6-7 different markets before you find a place that you can like settle down. And some people never do. You just keep moving and moving and moving. Right? Like it became apparent to me that the Moose and then this guy who just lost his job think that this job is real work.
Yeah.
And that's what's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if it's all you've ever done, it is real work to you.
Okay.
But right? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you went from college to radio, which a lot of these guys do,
uh-huh.
and the gals, too, even though they got children, and husbands that are bosses.
Or don't have children. Yeah.
Or don't have children. Or maybe I'll have children someday. I don't know.
You are derailing me.
I know.
You are scrambling and
I
panicking.
I think you forgot his point.
And derailing. Yeah, what was your point? No, he really used... I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
I was going to say, I think... I don't know if it's just based on like the time that I entered this business or what, but I think the mentality before me was if you get let go of this job or you quit or whatever, you go find another radio job. Like, I never had that thought. Like, I always thought, like, if I lost this job, well, I'll move on to a different career. Like, I never thought, like, oh, I'll just go get another job in radio somewhere else. Like, I don't know where that would be.
Yeah, especially with, you know, you not even able to turn the mics on this morning
sure,
to start
sure,
the show.
Sure.
Let's not send him this tape.
Well, you know, my kids were on my mind.
No, there's a guy we used to work with who, he, what are you afraid?
I don't know. We've worked with a lot of losers, man.
He's not a loser.
No, all good guys, fine families, good children.
This gentleman specifically, he was one of the guys you just described. He went to college for radio, went right into the radio.
Right,
business.
And this has been his life.
Yeah, exactly. And I would remember, I would see him every day, and he'd be like, oh, man, I'm just slammed with work. Oh, this job is, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
What? You know, I don't, not to be like old man or like, you know,
let me tell you what, you're something wrong.
Well, no, but like this is not hard. This
there'd
is
be
not
one job, only be 70 men outside the door looking for work.
It's not a job. This is not a real job. It's not real life.
No, you had to grow. If you leave radio, you had to grow up.
Exactly. You got to go like do actual work. Mm-hmm. You and I have had to do actual work.
Yes.
And it's why I will hold on to this job as hard as I can for the rest of my life. Because real work sucks.
Yes, it does.
That is not fun. And everybody that's going to their real work job right now understands, right? Like anybody would give anything to do what we do.
Yes.
And like this guy, we used to piss me off. Like, oh, man, I'm just, I'm slaying a kid. Shut up!
Well, I had had a conversation with somebody on the show before you, and I won't say who, but he was sitting there. And he was trying to say, like, you know, because I said 80% of the people do not enjoy going to their job in the morning.
Okay.
It's just a job. And he disagreed. I said, you think, like, some people aspire to be outside all day freezing their ass off? Probably not.
All right. Let's.
But I'm saying there are outliers, but most people have jobs to pay the bills.
Yeah.
To just push it forward, man.
No, you're right. I mean, if you won the lottery today, the question is, would you go to your job?
Right.
Like, if you had money where you wouldn't have to work ever again, would you keep going?
I'm gonna say most of this place would be a ghost town if everybody hit the lottery.
But that's how I know we don't have a real job. Is
right.
If I hit the lottery tomorrow, I'd still come to work because I love doing this. It's fun, right? It's not real work.
Right.
I don't know, man. Like the whole thing this morning with the conversation of the, wouldn't worse shit on anybody. You know, he doesn't have Ebola, man.
And I do feel bad for anybody that loses their gig. I do, because that just sucks.
Oh,
no matter
where
you're
at. Comes you.
No, it does.
Hey, guys, we had a lot of fun back there.
No, but if you're a middle-aged guy, you lose your gig. I mean, it just throw your world upside down.
Okay, sure, yeah.
You know, that kid, you know, I feel bad for him.
Okay, you don't, though. But you don't. You don't feel bad for him. Like
A little.
No, you don't. Like, it is even you.
A little bit, right?
It is so weird when it comes to death and career.
Mm-hmm.
How even dicks like you, right, who at the end feel like you have to qualify. Well, you know, but seriously, you know.
That's a terrible thing.
Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He writes, how do I get Tommy's job? Easy. Forget how to read.
Hey, first of all, I never forgot how to read.
Well, Matt would have to forget how to read. I mean, look, I guess I put it like this.
What's that?
You know, it's a scary economic time.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
And losing,
prices are too damn high.
Losing your source of income
is
a very scary proposition. So, but that aside, you're not your job, man. You are not your job.
Mm-hmm.
You are a friend, a son, a daughter,
a father,
a mother. No, but you're all these things before you are your job. And I think what is cruel about this, and maybe I'm starting to realize this more as I get older.
What's that?
Right? Like one day, your job's going to throw you out.
Yes.
Right?
Or it just comes to an end.
Best case scenario, you get to retire. You don't even get a gold watch anymore. They give you a pizza party, and it's, hey, thanks for coming, never come back again.
Yeah.
And all you have left is the family or the friends or the things that you learned along the way. The job is not you.
True. But I think that's why a lot of guys have a hard time retiring. Like guys my age that retire really struggle.
Which is why, maybe, just maybe,
yeah,
with this new generation of young people coming out.
Guys, your age.
Yeah, Kyle, no, I'm 39, man. I'm past that.
No,
I'm,
but you're not retired yet.
Well, no. I'm never. I'm not going to have the ability to retire. Like, that is not a thing that Kimmy and
Every generation says that, man.
Bro, you.
You'll be able to retire. You'll be able to retire.
Bro, pensions don't exist anymore unless
right,
you have.
You save your money.
So save my money. Save, yeah, yeah. Save my money.
Okay. I'll tell you something. You buy Coca-Cola. You see that piece of property over there? You buy that piece of property. You hold on to it. You see that building over there? You buy that, you rent it out, and you live off the rental income. And you put a $4,000 door on there. Keep the riffraff out. Remember, see that property over there? See that land? They're not making it anymore. Buy property. Save your money. Don't wait to buy gold. Buy gold and wait.
Your inspirational message as we start the show.
There's your financial tips of the day.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You want to make it a party?
Yeah.
Start drinking, buddy.
All right.
Got that? You being attacked by your headphones? I'm a radio professional. I'm never going to lose this job. Help! I'm cold and my headphones are attacking me.
The things grabbed it over here. I don't know what
the things grabbed it. Kimmy's shivering with gloves on. Your headphones are attacking you. Yes. This show is a disaster this morning.
Yes.
So why not have a drink?
Yeah.
There are holidays that have been known as drinking holidays. Yeah. But it feels like there's starting to be a shift. Because some numbers we have over the last couple of weeks indicate that this holiday that wasn't traditionally a holiday you were getting blasted.
A booze.
All of a sudden might be.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the week of Thanksgiving, New York State Troopers did a Thanksgiving traffic detail.
Okay.
And they were looking to write tickets for anything, but specifically they were looking for DWI. In the span of that Wednesday to Sunday morning, they wrote 13,000 tickets statewide.
God damn.
240 of them were for DWI.
All right.
And apparently that is a pretty high number compared to what they are used to see. And Kimmy, I think it raises the question, is Thanksgiving the newest drunkenest holiday?
It might be, because it's like multiple days now of drinking.
Yeah, because you think about it, the big bar nights, the night before.
Yep, and then usually,
if you're hanging out all day, watching football, hanging out, you could be hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And then, depending on where it falls, like on weekends or whatever.
Thanksgiving?
Well, is it always Thursday? I can't remember. What is Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's always Thursday. It's always on a Thursday.
I can't remember, man.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Did you just ask?
Yes. I was going to say where it falls.
Oh,
like
man,
in the
Thanksgiving's
month.
On a Tuesday.
No, because
Tuesday
like Christmas is always
year.
Different.
It's Tuesday. Yeah, no, I understand that some holidays are different. Yeah.
All right. All right, take that one off the table.
Oh, man, we got a Saturday night Thanksgiving.
I was
that
also
would be
wondering,
cool.
like,
I
do people... City. People might also be drinking on Black Friday, too. Like, you go shopping, and then you have, like, a cocktail or dinner afterwards. I don't know.
Well, hell,
or
I mean,
during.
It's also morphed into, Kimmy, Black Friday, a big sports day with the NFL, college football, right? So you could be sitting around drinking all day
there. That's a solid three straight days, potentially.
I thought drinking was down.
I don't know anymore, man.
Because I kept saying, like, nobody's drinking.
Statistically,
well, maybe overall, but I think that these are still exceptions people make. Right. Maybe.
All right, so why all of a sudden did Thanksgiving become the drinkingest holiday? Because here's the thing. When you talk about other traditional drinking holidays, St. Patrick's Day is a drinking holiday.
Well, it's the only reason.
But not everybody, that's not true. Not everybody celebrates St. Patrick's Day, right? Yeah. So you're not going to get the same thing. New Year's Eve was a big going out and drinking holiday. Is that still the case?
I mean, it's the only reason you would celebrate was with champagne and Happy New Year.
I understand, but like, I'm getting older, but I know fewer and fewer people, Kimmy, who are now going out and partying on New Year's Eve compared to...
Not doing it as big, at least.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened all of a sudden where there's been this transition to Thanksgiving and the week of Thanksgiving being this massive, like, three-day bender, as long as it falls on a Thursday, of course.
Well, yeah.
It's got to just be
Sunday,
the fact... that you reunite with everybody. Like, it's a big, it's like the first, it's the kickoff to holiday season.
Okay.
So you're doing it bigger than the other holidays, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Because even Halloween's now a party.
Yeah. And I mean,
for adults.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you don't have kids and you go out to a party, or you have kids and you're trick or treating and getting served a beverage.
Depending on
the
what day it falls.
Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. If you grew up with an alcoholic family, every holiday was a drinking holiday. I thought everybody got drunk on the holidays.
Well, yeah, like my family, they were all heavy drinkers. So, yeah, it was always boozy. You never even thought about it.
Is it like a contagion situation where, like, family kids who grew up in alcoholic families go to families that aren't alcoholic families and that alcoholism takes hold of them at the holidays?
It probably does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Cause, like,
we used to play this drinking game.
Well, Kimmy, I mean, think about this. If you grew up in a family that drinks all the time, right? You have your own kids.
Yeah.
That's your normal.
Oh, I see. You're passing it
down. And those kids, they see that, and that's their normal, and they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and then so on and so on.
Yeah, I told you, like, anytime I went over to a buddy's house when I was a kid and their parents weren't drinking alcohol, like, they were drinking, like, soda or milk, I go, why are you drinking a kid's drink? Because it's weird. You should have a glass of wine with your food, because that's what adults do.
Sure.
Thank God it didn't rub off on me.
No, not at all.
No, I don't like wine.
You get attacked on by headphones, and you think Thanksgiving might be on a Monday next year. 252 to WCMF. During special traffic detail, during the week of Thanksgiving, Wednesday to Sunday, state troopers say they wrote 13,000 tickets, but 247 of them were for DWI, and apparently that is a pretty high number.
Yeah.
Right? Statewide. Okay. So when it comes to the drinking in the holiday season, look, we know that alcohol is not good for you.
Yeah.
We also know that mixing alcohol and family drama could end up being a bad situation on the surface. Could either of you do a dry holiday season?
No.
You want to think about it?
No, man. I'm not going to do it.
No, I'm not asking if you're
going. Well,
what are you, seven? I'm not going
to do it.
I'm not going to. You can tell me. You're not my mom. I'm going to do it.
I feel like I have, but not by choice. Because the last few, like, like around Christmas time, I've gotten really sick.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
I had shingles, and then I had like a stomach bug last Christmas. I think I was not drinking, but it's kind of forced.
Okay.
I look forward to drinking on the holidays because I'm not doing anything.
Not like those other days where you're doing stuff.
No, but like. like Christmas morning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll put something in my coffee when we're just with the kids opening up the gifts.
Sure.
I'll have a whiskey neat with my coffee while we're just hanging out.
Okay.
And I'll go all day.
Okay. Yeah, not like those other Saturdays or Sundays where you
don't drink whiskey in the morning on Saturdays.
No, but I love
it. Like,
you used to during the week.
Yes, I used to. I got back.
I'm not. I don't
even drink at work anymore.
I don't know. There's probably a bottle behind Josh Allen's thighs right
there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The point I'm making is like you go, you know, at Christmas I don't have anything to do. You don't have anything to do on Saturday and Sunday, end of sentence. Like if you wanted to, you could.
Yes, but it's like the holidays.
Yes, not the holidays.
It's a little more socially accepted to be drunk.
Schedule's different. Yeah.
Yeah. Eggnog's flowing.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I never got it.
Hey, you
and
like
somebody
batch?
Always brings it.
Yeah.
They make it with the booze right in it. Like you just bottled like that Evan Williams.
Yeah. Is it Evan Williams or Evans and Williams?
Depends on. After you had some eggnog, does it matter?
You know, it's funny. People will do dry January for the drinking that they do during the holidays, mm-hmm. right? Like, when it comes to the drinking that we do Thanksgiving to Christmas and a New Year's, are we drinking out of celebration or are we drinking out of avoidance of stress?
Well, like, probably, I would say it's got to be stress.
If you had to put a percentage on the people that are drinking in stress instead of celebration, what percent of drinkers do you think those are?
Oh, I think the stress outweighs the celebratory people.
60-40?
Oh, easily. And I, because you drink from the stress, you drink to hide behind things, not to deal with things, or to just put a smile on your face because you're not really enjoying this.
Okay.
I mean, the people that are just drinking for, oh, cheers, I ain't buying it, man.
But, like, I love the idea, and this is, you know, coming from an Irish Catholic family.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of, like, well, if I drink, I'm going to have a better time. It's going to solve my problems here. You and I both know. That when you drink, you just become a more exaggerated version of yourself. So if you're stressed out and angry and anxious, you're just going to get more stressed out, angry, and anxious by drinking. It's like the stupidest thing you could do.
But I don't know how else to mask whatever I'm trying to mask.
I can't mask it, man. You know, it's the faces of the stranger, and we love to try them on. Wow, 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 wow. We got Instagram messages coming in, folks. Waiting on hold, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. So, Thanksgiving Eve is like the biggest day of the year for us Uber drivers now.
So it's become that much of a drinking holiday.
Yeah, like it has, in my opinion anyway, it's eclipsed the 4th of July, New Year's, all of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like a couple Wednesdays ago, I made $600 in one night.
Damn, what do you normally make?
On a normal Friday or Saturday, I'll pull maybe four.
Damn.
Good day.
Okay.
Damn. Look at Jay. Can we borrow some money?
Kid's a hustler.
We know a guy who just lost his job. He might need
Maybe tell him to be an Uber driver. We make bank.
All right.
I'll probably make more than you guys.
All right, but what if Thanksgiving's on a Tuesday? Does that change how much money you're
going to
make?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
We did get a tweet from Eric who brings up a pretty good point about Thanksgiving. He said, there are no other responsibilities for Thanksgiving. No gift giving, no baskets to hide, no candy to buy. It's easier for people to drink.
Is it because, but hold on, counterpoint to that. I get where Eric's head is, but like you also have to prepare the biggest meal
of
the year.
Yeah, but that usually falls on just a person for the most part.
There's usually like one or two people that take that over. Maybe you bring a side, but I'm guessing like, but
most
other than
men
that,
ain't cooking.
There's no, until the day comes. Like, it's not like you're thinking about the gifts you got to give
you're
a month leading
River,
up to it.
Buddy.
Shut up.
Knee deep.
Shut
you're
up.
Knee deep in Whiskey River.
Wow, 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 wow. Where does marijuana show up in all this?
Ask the queen. You got the green queen sitting over here.
But I'm not like a social.
Toker?
I can't be around people when I'm high.
I thought you were just going to stop with I can't be around people.
No, but there are people. I guess there are people that's just, you know, how they function at those things.
But he doesn't work.
But that is not me. So I'm the wrong person to ask.
You know, back before marijuana was legal here, you know, if you wanted to get high on Thanksgiving or Christmas, you had to go take an after-dinner walk with your cool cousins.
Yes.
You remember that, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But at least now, as far as legality goes, you can just get high where you stand. Do people now have the balls to be open and honest around their senior family members about being marijuana enthusiasts?
I think it takes a senior family member to kick it off.
Okay.
Oh.
And then I think it kind of makes it okay for other people.
But what's funny about that, like uncle, mom, dad, whatever, they're also probably trying to hide that they're doing it to not ruin what they think is this, like, you know,
the image
that they have. It's possible that, like, both the older set and the younger set are sneaking off in separate ways to get high at the same time.
But with the edibles, you don't even have to sneak off, really, right? You just pop it in and
That's true.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't have to go outside and fire one up.
No, you're right. I guess it all comes down to what routine you follow to get high, right? There are some people that just like feeling the smoke in their lungs and getting
it's
away
more
from
of like a break.
I mean, it looks more romantic.
Stepping outside.
Romantic.
Well, talking on a, it looks more romantic than just chewing on some gummy. I mean, it's going to screw up my dental work.
All right.
Well, it's very sticky.
Look, just be safe. Around the holiday season. Yeah. You know, you heard it from Jay. Lots of people are taking Ubers. That's a smart way to be.
There's options.
Right? And don't punch any family members.
Yeah, try not to.
Yeah, all right, great. Let's take a break.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Some people buy these for their own security.
Yeah.
This one needed its own security.
Yeah.
And with the
backup.
With the few details we have, Tommy, it's hard to even pin down a motive.
Oh.
Because it is possible that the person accused of this crime was looking to turn a profit. It's also possible this crime was a little more personal.
Oh.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah, buddy.
How's about a trip out to Penang?
Oh, yeah. Nice area.
That's where we find a 32-year-old woman who's got some splaining to do.
What'd she do?
Authorities say she broke into a home and stole a dog
right.
before leaving and driving away.
But you stole this dog in a small town.
Yes, in Penn Yan.
Yeah.
Stolen dog in a small town.
Yeah.
She did try that in a small town, and she was successful. Story on 10 NBC says once authorities got the report of the dog being stolen, they went to the suspect's home.
Wait, they went right there?
Small town.
Yeah.
But when they got there, police say she refused to speak to them. Sidebar.
Well, that should work, right? Then the cops just go away.
Do you think the dog was barking while the police were?
Of course it wasn't.
Knock at the door, doorbell.
Scared. Yeah.
You got a dog back there? Hur, hur, I'm not talking to you. Police say instead of speaking to them, she instead got in her car and drove away.
Oh.
But later pulled over for the police.
All right.
So police say when she pulled over, they found the stolen dog in her car.
Good.
The good news,
yeah.
Dog was not hurt, brought back to its original owner. The woman, on the other hand, did not get off so easy. She was arrested, charged with burglary and grand larceny, so that was an expensive dog.
Mm-hmm.
She has a court date coming up. But the one detail we are lacking in this story.
What's that?
The motive.
Yeah. Mm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, and there are two possibilities here. The first possibility, Tommy, is capitalism.
Yeah.
She stole that dog for profit.
Sure.
And we've seen a handful of people in the greater Rochester area get busted for stealing dogs to resell them. You remember, Kimmy, there was that story in Greece a few years ago? There was a woman at a gas station with, like, a bulldog.
It's like the Frenchies.
Yeah, Frenchie, yeah.
I know, like, those were being taken for what? That was, like, the hot dog. Money. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, somebody pulled up, saw she had the Frenchie. Yeah. They have it on surveillance camera. Just grabbed the dog out of her arms and took off.
But those dogs would go for, like, $5,000 or $10,000.
Are they that expensive?
They were at the
time. They were at one point, yeah.
Wasn't it Lady Gaga's? Dog walker shot over the dog.
You're right. But that's Lady Gaga's dog. That goes for more money.
Yeah. Well, that dog's got talent.
And like, here's the thing. With this woman being charged with grand larceny, it means the dog is valued at over $1,000. So that may be an easy payday for this lady that is accused of stealing him.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another possibility, Tommy.
What's the matter?
That would be a personal crime.
Oh.
She wanted the dog for herself.
Okay.
And there could be a couple of reasons there. One, she just fancies the dog, right? Mm-hmm. Two, this is a former roommate, former someone you were in a relationship with, disagreement over who owns the dog.
Or you got attached ownership, to the dog, but it's dispute. Not your really your dog.
Could be that. Three, someone owes someone else money. That dog is a hostage.
Oh, ransom.
Or four, it's a family issue. And again, a disagreement over who could own the dog.
Okay.
With very thin evidence, if the allegations are true, I'm leaning towards more of a personal crime than a profit crime.
I mean, they showed up at her house pretty quick. Which would lead me to believe that somebody knew it was her. That it didn't seem like a random crime.
That's where I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But it's also possible it's such a small town that, if you have them on ring cam, they know exactly who they are. Are you thinking more personal or are you thinking profit?
Yeah, well, it's hard to know because you don't know the breed of the dog.
But it's worth over $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a lot of dogs.
Okay, but either way, I guess it could be a profit.
I'm guessing because she just went home with it. It was like she wanted this dog, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Well, but if you're going to sell it, you don't take it right to the dog black market.
I would figure you already got a buyer.
Oh.
Like you grab the dog, sell the dog,
get rid of it.
You can buy hold on to it.
That's a good theory. I wouldn't have thought that. I'd be holding on to it.
You don't pull the trigger on the dog until you got a buyer.
So you're taking pictures of other people's dogs and selling that and then stealing the dog when the dog sells.
Yeah, like a dog napping.
Okay.
But not napping, stolen dog.
Oh, yeah, dog nap, like a kid nap.
Well, no, napping means you would hold it for ransom.
Oh,
true.
I'm saying you're getting rid of the dog and just grabbing the money.
Okay, all right.
And a lot of these dogs are chipped now.
Yeah, so that's always...
But that only shows up if it goes into a shelter.
Yeah.
But can't you take a dog you buy and check if it has a chip?
Yes.
Yeah, you can also get LoJack for your dog, but it's very hard for them to go to the bathroom.
How about Tommy misunderstood LoJack and then he had to wash his hands when he was done with the dog?
Oh, wait.
Really? It's not going to work. 252-WCMF. We're talking about the story out in Penn Yan. 32-year-old woman has been arrested after police say she stole a dog from another woman's house. Police located this woman's home, went to it to get the dog back. She refused to talk to the cops. Instead, got in her car and took off. She eventually pulled over. Dog was in the car. She's been arrested, charged with burglary and grand larceny. You know, going back to that whole the dogs being chipped thing. And if you've gone through something like this, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It's becoming a more common scam, people stealing dogs and selling them on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, stuff like that. Is it now common practice if you buy a dog to get it scanned to see if it's chipped? It should be, right?
Like if you buy it off, some independent person.
Right? Like there would be no way to be sure you are buying a dog that wasn't stolen unless you go and get it chipped. And even if you go and get it chipped, it's possible.
Yeah,
unless you're buying puppies, but, you know.
Well, even those puppies.
I don't think they put the chip in that early.
Can you Google what percentage of American dogs are chipped right now?
Because we got ours chipped is when we had her fixed.
I see. I never got my dogs.
We had a fixin' and a chippin'.
We never got our dogs chipped. Does that make me a bad dog owner?
Well, how long ago did you get them?
10 years.
I mean, did they even have that?
Oh, yeah, they had it. I was like, no.
No, this is the first dog we've had that was chipped. Nobody wanted my dog.
Yeah.
That dog would be returned immediately.
Well, I kept eating panties and razor blades.
Yeah.
Which is weird that those two things were together in your house when you live by yourself. Nobody's asked any questions about that. Kimmy, do we have a percentage of chipped dogs?
It says the overall percentages vary. Relatively low percentage of all U.S. dogs are microchipped, but microchipped dogs have a much higher chance, over 50%, of being returned home if lost.
Interesting.
Compared to non-chipped dogs.
Like when it comes to people that are buying these dogs that are stolen, if, let's say a year down the line, you buy this dog, a year down the line, you find out that dog's been stolen.
Yeah.
Are you out that dog? Does the dog return back to its original owner?
It should.
Well, no, let's break this down.
I feel like I should return it.
Yeah.
You know?
But you didn't say you would return.
No, I mean, like, if this person had been looking for their dog for a year, I think, like, I wouldn't have the heart to keep it.
Okay, but you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You paid for that
dog.
No,
I'm not saying you'd be in trouble.
You have changed the dog's name. It is used to your house. You fed it. You've paid for medical. You've taken care of it. I mean, that dog at that point is just as much yours as it was that person's before.
To the dog, yeah, but dog doesn't really get a vote in this.
No, but to you, too. I mean, that is your dog. You bought it.
Well, let's say there's some kid, man. Some kid's crying. Yeah. They think the dog's dead.
I wouldn't have the heart.
Yeah, it would be terrible.
Good
for that
first
child.
Life lesson. Hey, man, dog's alive. Do you love it? Then let it be where it's happy, man. Well, no, like, think about this.
What was it?
Right? Like, I think you can make an argument, and I would feel bad for the people that had the animal stolen.
Right.
The place the dog has been the longest should be the place it gets to keep the dog.
So, like, if you lost it before it turned a year old.
Well, yeah, let's say, yeah, you lost it at 8 months. I've had it for a year. The dog's been with me longer. Shouldn't I get to keep that dog? Think about the trauma the dog would go through, having to go back to another house.
Yeah, dogs go right back to whatever routine. Like, they'll recognize you in this house.
You sure?
Yeah, I guess they knew you at one point.
Maybe. Yeah. What if they forgot?
Look like when there's people, like, somebody goes away for 6 months, they come back, the dog goes nuts. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as they see that human being.
Yeah.
Sure.
They remember.
Are you sure? Like, I always wonder, like, in those videos on, like, Instagram, like, does that person have, like, peanut butter in their pocket? Like, what are they doing to get that reaction from the dog? Because, look, you're right. It makes you feel warm inside.
Yeah.
There also have to be 1,000 of those videos where they taped it thinking something was going to happen and the dog was just like,
yeah, true.
Whatever.
You got treats or what?
You could let the dog decide.
Oh,
How do you do that?
Well, like one person stands over here. Yeah.
And you have like a little bidding, like a little, you just stand there and you don't say anything?
Wouldn't that be the fairest way? You both stand there with collar, with a leash, so the dog understands what's about to happen. And whatever the dog goes to, that's the person who keeps it.
Okay.
No?
I mean, that wouldn't be the worst. I mean, that's kind of how we bought our dog, the one we have now. That it was like, we went to the breeder, right? Mm-hmm. And she had like about 5 or 6 of these little Westies.
Sure.
So my wife sat down, and the first dog, female, jumped right in her lap and just would not leave her alone.
This
I go,
is mine now.
That's your dog.
Because
the rest of them were like there, but like, you know, she had the initiative to jump on her first, so out the door.
That's ours. We're gone. We'll take it.
See you, losers.
You know, there's so many other factors you're not thinking of, like when a dog shows up at someone else's house, right? Like, for example, you assume that the dog will be going home to a house where it's going to be taken care of. And taken care of is a relative term because you guys, Tommy, you dote over that dog.
Oh, yes.
Right, spoiled as hell. Mm-hmm. She's got color-coordinated clothing.
She has a closet.
Okay.
A closet, bro.
Let's say that let's say your dog was stolen, it turns out, right? And somebody had an owner before, and you've had the dog for as long as you've had it now, and they come and they want the dog back. But you see a couple of rust spots on the car, you know. Dresses, you put it, trashy.
So trash family coming back for their pooch.
They have another dog with them. The dog is not groomed. It hasn't had a bath in a week, right? They want, and they're going to take your dog home. It's their dog.
Yeah.
You said you would give it back. You giving that dog back?
No, I ain't giving that dog.
Why? Well, you just said that it's their dog. You need to give them the dog back.
Especially now.
What?
The dog's 5 years old. You trash ass self.
What?
My wife ain't giving up that dog. She'll pull a blade.
To anybody or the family that
I think she'll pull a blade on anybody.
And anybody.
That dog ain't going back.
No kidding.
She's so attached to that dog.
And I understand, but it's just so weird how you didn't factor that in a second ago when you were like, you got to give the dog back.
Well, I wasn't taking it personally.
Do you think if there was a kid involved, your wife would give
yes.
the dog back?
Yes.
Like, you know, but, he has to say that.
Well, no, because, like, she's.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Well, she's
to
kid
rip
first.
That dog okay. from that child.
Yeah, and
hands.
I don't think she's going to pull a blade on a kid. At least I hope not. I haven't seen that in her yet.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dave. Dave says, people who steal dogs are stupid. You have to buy food to take care of the dog. You have to take the dog out where you'll be spotted. You can steal something valuable that you can hide that doesn't bark and make noise. She wouldn't have gotten caught if the dog wasn't making noise in the car. Okay, yeah, fine. I
yes,
don't know, man. What do you want
that.
From me? Don't steal dogs. Don't steal anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty good policy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, just keep your hands to yourself.
Don't pull a blade on a kid.
No.
Yeah. And there's got to be a way. Well, I guess not.
What's
outside
that?
Of the chipping. Again, if you're buying dogs off of Facebook or Craigslist or anything, you don't know if you're buying a stolen dog.
True.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.